What to do when the wine bug bites? Educate yourself. Here's a great example of an area where doing your homework can really pay off. U.S. wine shops have come a long way in the last 20 years with respect to selection, pricing, and knowledgeable staff. Before 1980, most store floor space was devoted to spirits and jug wines, with a little ghetto in the back for wines from around the world. In my home state, New York, changes in fair trade laws in the 1970s removed barriers to discount pricing. Now every big city and many small ones offer greatly reduced markups and quantity discounts. The most important advice I give wine buyers is to drink what they like. Forget what wine critics or I or anyone else says you should drink. For those who'd like some guidance trying new wines, I'll highlight some of the resources out there. The most influential publications are Robert Parker's Wine Advocate and The Wine Spectator. Parker is very controversial owing to his meteoric ascendancy to the top of his field. He accepts no advertising. Even his critics concede he's incorruptible and very consistent. Less appreciated is his gift for writing. The other consumer pub at the top is The Wine Spectator. This is a must for both wine consumers and the trade. Though it often descends into hyping its own ratings, the features on individual producers, the news, collecting, and travel pieces are very good. All the consumer food mags have wine columns. My favorite is Gerald Asher's Wine Journal in Gourmet. Many wine geeks consider him the world's best wine writer. I also like the New York Times for Frank Pryl's column in the Wednesday Living section, and all the good deals offered in wine shop ads therein. Other excellent pubs include The Wine News, Wines and Spirits, Decanter, The Vine, and The Wine Trader. Very useful also are specialized publications like Stephen Tanzer's The New York Wine Cellar. Orly Ashenfelder's Liquid Assets tracks and interprets auction sales, has tips on travel to wine producing areas, and lists fine restaurants with reasonable corkage charges. There's an abundance of wonderful books. Most of the top wine writers are Brits, like Hugh Johnson, Genesis Robinson, Oz Clark, Clive Coates, and Michael Broadbent. The U.S. is very well represented by Matt Kramer, Robert Parker, Alexis Bespalov, Kevin Zrelli, the Wine for Dummies series, and others. Burton Anderson books on Italian wine are the best. An annotated bibliography is accessible from this site. Also useful are wine shop newsletters. Many big stores have free newsletters, which are not only advertisements, but informative as well. Examples are Crossroads and Sherry Lehman in New York City, Zaki's in Scarsdale, New York, Pops in Island Park, New York, Bertelli's in Clifton, New Jersey, and MacArthur's, Mayflower, and Pearson's in Washington, D.C., a town that's a treasure trove of wine bargains. Very good selection and pricing are found in mail-order California shops like the Wine Club and Stafford's. Free winery newsletters also include wine discounts along with good editorial copy. Examples are Bonnie Doon and Ridge Vineyards in Santa Cruz, California, Andrew Quitty in Madera, California, Chandon in Napa, and many more. Other resources include vintage charts. I don't have much use for these. Better to stick to the best producers year in and year out. They'll make better wine in bad years than mediocre producers will in good years. Consumer tastings are advertised in wine and food publications. Here, consumers and the trade mingle. They include both stand-up tastings and conducted sit-down seminars. I very highly recommend these as a great way to taste many wines, chat with the people who make them, and make new wine-loving friends. These include the New York Wine Experience and California Wine Experience, held by the Wine Spectator, the Albany American Wine Festival, Monterey Wine Festival, and others. And I particularly recommend joining local tasting groups. How else can you taste 8 1985 Bordeaux at the same time, hopefully with peers who have something to say? It's also a great way to meet people when you're new in town. Last but by no means least are classes like those at the International Wine Center in New York City. So when the wine bug bites, there are plenty of remedies. Next, we pay a visit to the wine shop.